It's another rainy day in the neighborhood. It's another rainy day in the neighborhood. But I welcome you to the Winding Road Podcast. Oh yeah, baby. Lots of rain as of late. Just in the sky, though. Not in my mind, for my mind is fine, because time is time. I no longer look at things as a grind. Okay, I'm out of rhymes. Oh, man, appreciate it. Like I said, guys like Theo Von and Joe Rowe and all those guys for giving me the inspiration and the motivation to be vulnerable to you, myself, and the world, to the universe, to the cosmos. We're just sending out positive energy every single day, baby. And I had an incident where someone, circumstance, you know, think of it as part of whatever story that you're going through. Circumstance, they didn't like the way that I was doing something with my dog because he had cut his paw, and they were kind of freaking out, saying I need him to take it into the emergency room, ER. But I'm like, it's just, you know, I was like, but I didn't freak out, even though, you know, I'm going to observe and then execute the plan that I need to execute based on the severity of the situation. Sometimes you got to act. Ooh, it's getting hot in here. Sometimes you got to act quicker than other times. Sometimes. But in this situation, I was like, oh, his leg's not falling off. He's walking. Like, what do we need? What do we got? You know, what do we got to do here? And she's like, no, you need to take him to the vet now. And I'm like, hold on. Let me examine. It's like, you're a bad dog owner. Boom. Old Gary, before I gained the mindfulness and started all doing all these healthy things and getting rid of negative habits, old Gary would have snapped. Old Gary would have been quick to anger. Old Gary would have then lashed out at them and be like, oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm a bad dog owner? Well, you're a shitty this. You're a crappy that. And you just... That doesn't get you anywhere, man. It just doesn't get you anywhere whenever you do that. And now you're down this road by doing that where you're screaming and yelling and arguing with each other about, you get way off the subject. I think that's important whenever you're like in a relationship with your spouse or your friends, whoever it might be, family, whoever. It's like, okay, if they're criticizing you, you know, it's, use it, you know, if they love you, and then it's, hopefully you can look at it and take it as constructive criticism because they love you and want you to get better, and not immediately. And it's very natural, it's very instinctive to want to defend yourself in that moment. And I've done it 1,000,000,000 times, but I've gotten a lot better about it, less and less and less. It's like, okay, well, they love me, so why? So it's like, again, it goes back to observe. Okay. I didn't take it personal. I know that's one of the four agreements in life. Great book. I didn't take it personal. And I just acknowledged. I said, hey, you know, I don't think I'm that way. You know, that was very hurtful. You know, and then you might ask somebody, why did you say that? You know, and but then that can just lead you down a whole big string of things too. You know, something else I've gotten, I'm just going to bounce around here the way my brain works. One day I'll stop telling you that and I'll just bounce around. But shit, I lost what I was going to say. Wait, shoot, hold on. I was just going to say, another thing I've gotten really so much better about is just not saying anything. You know, if somebody says something bad, you know, it's like, say, you know, I don't even know if you'd want to go, uh-huh. Or, okay, I gotcha, I understand. You know, but if you just go, oh, I know this and this and such, oh, I know, then what are you doing? You're just feeding into that negative, man. And I learn sometimes, you know, somebody tells me something, like, I'm just like, oh, okay. Or I just don't even say anything at all. And they might, you know, sure, the other person like, well, you're rude. Were you even listening to me? Just, you know, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I listen, but I don't want to feed into the negative, so I'm not going to say anything, man. I just, and I don't. And before, I would just add on, throw another log right on that fire and get the fire brewing. And not a good fire. We're not talking about a good fire here. You know, just add. I would just pile on. Be quick to lash back out at them and try to say something negative about them, and that's just not helpful. But in this situation, I'm so proud of myself. I didn't do that. You know, I said, "Hey, that was hurtful. Let's keep examining the problem." I said, "That is hurtful," and I went right back into trying to figure out what I needed to do to get my dog's paw better, where he ripped his nail. And you know, it was like it didn't turn into a big deal. Like it was for a split second, you know, because the other person went boom, said something really hurtful. But how often does that lead to like a bad day, you know? And you just take that with you and you carry it around with you for the rest of the day, you know, and you're just caught up in this big, you're putting your own rain cloud, your own storm above your head, you know? It's like you built up a big front of a storm rather than just a little pop-up shower, you know? Like, oh, cool, you see a little pop-up shower, you know? You go, immediately do you go, oh, no, I wonder what's behind that. Oh, no, it's going to rain all day. Oh, gosh, looks like it's going to storm. But in reality, a lot of times, guys, just a little pop-up shower, sun's going to come right back out. And I know every situation's different, but a lot of times, sun's going to pop right back out. Just have to believe that and focus on that. So figured out the problem. Wasn't that big of a deal. And, you know, going to take him to the vet. As soon as I can get him in, I sprayed the stuff on him, make sure his wound's cleaned out really good, make sure his not getting infected, sprayed that on him, you know. And not only because I reacted the way I did to the other person lashing out and saying something hurtful, the way I reacted so calmly and coolly about it, but yet also expressing my truth in that situation and in that moment to let them know that what they did say hurt me. But then, boom, right back to the problem. You know, we didn't latch on to that. So then that person's helping me fix the problem because we turned it into nothing, you know. Yeah, of course it's something, but we were able to keep it small. You know, we didn't pour the water on the negative seed and watch a fucking weed grow, man. We didn't do that. And, you know, I think about how, damn, man, even when stuff's just going south, how much better I've gotten about just not letting it penetrate the surface, not letting it ruin the rest of my day. Because every day is a great day. Even if it's the worst day, if you lay down on your pillow at night and you're like, all right, well, if you immediately start thinking, well, that day sucked, well, then it did suck. But if you immediately just take a deep breath, breathe in the bad. It's already in there, so you don't have to breathe it in, but out with the bad. And then you think, okay, God bless. What? So many things to be thankful, to practice that gratitude. I hear people talking about that a lot lately on some of the stuff that I've been listening to. It's just like practicing that gratitude, you know, taking 5 minutes a day to write everything down that you're so thankful for. You know, and I used to roll my eyes at stuff like that. Like, oh my God, really? Like, oh boy, oh, here's Mr. Happy Positive. No, not all the time, but I sure as hell try to be. I sure do. I try my damnedest to be that way, and there's something to that, you know. It's like the whole working out thing, you know, and it's like, and just being mindful, and it's like, all right, before I've just kind of like I said, roll my eyes and stuff like that. Then you get immersed in it, and you actually do it. And try it, you know. I could sit on here and, you know, recommend stuff to you all day long. You're like, oh, all right, well, you know, I might do that eventually. Or, oh, that sounds stupid. That ain't going to work, you know, whatever. I'm going to keep drowning myself in my sorrows or doing whatever it is that's just not helping. You know, I'm not judging anybody ever, as you know, because I've been in those dark places before. So I get those dark places, but it's just like, I was working out and thinking about, you know, it's like so new, like these things are so great and so helpful to me. And it's like this whole new world. And I'm like thinking, you know, how man, I wish, you know, I wish the whole world could be like that, you know. And it's like, but there's a damn lot of people like that. There's a lot of people like that. And it's like, you know, it's nothing new to them. They might kind of laugh at me and think, yeah, I know. I've been doing it for 5-10 years now. And I know it changed your life, didn't it? Yes. Yes, it did. It absolutely changed my life. And I really, really think that, man, the whole, it's just right up here. It's right up here, but it's right here. You know, if you believe in God and God is love, like, it's all right there. It's all in you. Like, so weird. I'm in there working out and I'm like, I got to tell that story about astral projecting in my dream. I guess I could tell that now and hopefully I'll get back to what I was saying. But yeah, man, I had this dream the other night that, and it was like a dream, but it almost felt like I really wasn't sleeping. I was out in the cosmos, man. I was just shooting through the stars and seeing all these different galaxies and this light just whipping by me, man. And it was like I was traveling the cosmos, and it was just like I was aware of it, but I was also aware that, like, there was no time. Like, even though I'm in the middle of it, had this awareness, it was like I knew that even, you know, I wasn't thinking about it. I could have been there forever and it wouldn't have mattered, like, because it didn't matter. I was outside of time. I know that might sound silly and crazy, but do some research, like, on it. Like, I don't know, it's just my belief on it. Like, everything's just a circle, it's all a big loop, because that's what was shown to me in this dream. It was like in this, out in the cosmos, and I was shooting in the cosmos, and all of a sudden I come to, like, this white wall, like, kind of like in the Truman Show, you know. You go so far and you realize, like, oh crap, this ends. But then, you know, in my head I hear this voice, and, you know, God, the universe, or whatever, is like, that's not it. He's like, I'm just showing you to show you that that's not it. So here we go again. And then the wall just disappears, it's gone, and I'm right back shooting in the cosmos. It's just like a pause moment to make me realize that it just keeps going and going and going. Then I was like, wow. I was like thinking about it from the earth perspective. This is all while I'm in this other state, dreaming, or whatever state I was in, astral projecting, maybe whatever it was. It was all in that state that I was in, because I got to thinking about it from the earth perspective. And I like to think about everything in, like, microcosms, you know. And so I got to thinking about it from Earth perspective, you know. If I traveled in a straight line, because of gravity, eventually I'm going to end up right back at this same point, correct? Yes. Believe that's how that works. Believe that's how that works, guys. Yeah. And it was like I'm in the cosmos, and I'm like, eventually, like, as I'm traveling the cosmos, and as I'm quote-unquote coming back into my body, or this realization, whatever it was, I realized I was right back to my state, right back to where I was, and it just keeps going. The shit never ends, but it doesn't end. But yet it's a circle. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense. But I got, because I was coming back in. I was, and then there's other people in the house, and they were like, I heard them knocking, and I would come out of it for a split second, and I would hear them, and I was like, okay, I'm like, I'm aware of that reality, but I'm still in this other reality, and it was this crazy, crazy place I'm in. So then, you know, the noise disappears. I'm back. I wasn't back in the cosmos at that point. I was like, oh, okay. I know I'm on Earth, and I know I'm sleeping, but I'm not really still sleeping. It wasn't like I was outside of my body per se, but I was just kind of like, you know, sitting up. And I don't know how to explain it. Like, you know, like, I'm up in my mind, but I'm like, maybe I'm like, it feels like I'm kind of seeing my whole body, but I was still in my head, but I was yet outside of it. And I was like, whoa. And I, like, looked kind of down, I think, in my mind at my body. I didn't open my eyes. My eyes were not open, but I'm like, I'm realizing that I'm in my body, but my body was just like this ball of energy, man. I just felt like this giant ball of energy, you know, and like I was all curled up, you know, how they say, like, the womb effect, like you know, like maybe that's how you feel whenever you're in your mother's womb, and it's just this ball, you're just this ball of energy being made. And that's how I felt that night. And it's given me access to that world all the time. Like I close my eyes and I can like, I see that world, and like I'm like with a fingertip, I'm in this world, but I'm not. And I think that's, you know, if you're like talking about the Bible and things like that, it says, you know, like we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And so like it's just like this line where I figured out like, okay, well, I'm in it, yes, but I'm not of it. And I just like, I see that when I close my eyes sometimes. And yeah, you could say it's just a light hitting your eyes. And I get that. And I understand that. But it's like, it's weird. I have access. And then it's just like, I hear like this voice. And it's not me talking to myself. Yeah, sure, it may be at a deeper level. Like I like to think about things from a scientific perspective too. Like I'm just accessing deeper parts of my brain, you know, but I don't know. Like, I think that, you know, God, universe made us and give us a brain, but yet we only use a small percentage of it. And I think that it's good to try to dive deeper and use more of it. And I like doing that. And it's fun. It's very, very fun. And then it's like, man, I'm working out and doing the rowing machine, man. I'm working out, doing the rowing machine. And I close my eyes for a quick second. You know, I like to pretend like I'm on a Viking ship, you know, so I'm like, boom, boom, boom. I'm really feeling like I'm on a Viking ship sometimes. But then other times I'm like closing my mind and I hear, you know, these manifestations that I've been doing on these YouTube videos. You know, I'm great. I'm strong. I'm successful. I'm healthy. I'm wise. All these things. Yeah, I thought it was silly and stupid at first, but then I'm like, but I gave it a shot. I gave it a shot, and all these different energy frequencies, gave that a shot, and I feel so much more tapped in knowing that I'm a part of the universe, you know, from every cell in my being. Every cell in our being is a part of the universe. One cell. Yeah, much smaller than a Jupiter or any other planet that's light years and light years and light years and light years away, but it's all the same, man. It's all the same, if knowing that we're a part of it. So I got my eyes closed, and now I'm like hearing this, like, you're great, you're strong. But I'm like, whoa. And I didn't say that, but afterwards, I guess I kind of was thinking that in the moment. I'm like, wait a minute, like, this is not my normal voice. Like, you know, from a scientific perspective, I've started to believe, and I've started to achieve those, you know, slowly, we're starting to achieve those things that I say that I am based on saying them over and over and over and repeating that self. But it's like there's a different voice. God, talking to you up there in your deeper parts, man. Like, maybe that's how God reaches us, is in our deeper parts of our brain, however that works, man. But it was this voice that it's like, it's not my voice anymore. And I just hear, like, you know, it's like, I am God. I kept hearing, I am God. And like, and I joke about, like, yeah, we're part of the universe and God is love, isn't it? So we're God. Like, not really, obviously, but we are a part. We are a part of that. However we got here, that's that. And that's how that happened. However it was. And it was just this, it was just the universe speaking to me, man. God speaking to me. And once you start to do that and just develop those habits, it's like, woo, man, like, it's just all right there. It's all between the ears. It's like I'm just, you know, it's like I'm getting that input now. It's like I've tapped into a different frequency line, and I can bring those, like, the great things that are up there that are in my subconscious that are being fed to me, like I said, by the universe, by God, by new neural pathways that I'm creating. And then those things are just, they're just habits, but it's just a different deal, that a different voice that's up there, you know? I don't know how to explain it, but it's a beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing, as I watch the raindrops fall on my window. There went one shooting off the side. Like all these little specks, but there's these big giant specks of water just going. That's what I love about that rowing machine, man, because when I'm in it, on it, whatever, and I'm rowing, you know, I'm focusing on all these different things, But I'm like, oh, and I start looking at the water inside of it and how it just goes in a circle, and I'll like try to pick out like one little speck, and I can see it for just this quick second, and it's going around, but then it just gets lost. It gets lost in the rest of the water. That's kind of how I look at us. Like, you know, no matter how much it might seem like we're disconnected and we don't believe the same things that our fellow humans believe, and we can fight and argue and get into these big tiffs and riffs about it, but we're separate, but yet we are whole. We are whole. We are one. We are one. We are universal humans. We are. We are universal humans, and it just goes, that water goes around, and the one little speck turns into the rest of the specks, and it just keeps going around in circles. It just goes and goes and goes, man. As long as you keep rowing, that's the key. You just got to keep rowing, keeping it moving, keeping it going around. And it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Yeah, wow, okay. I don't really think there's anything else I want to add on to this one. It's hot in here. Woo! Woo, it's hot. I think there's a couple of other things I was going to say. One thing that just came to my mind is hot as I thought about my sauna blanket. I got a sauna blanket. That thing be popping. Getting all those toxins out of you, man. Like, I love saunas. I love, like, going to saunas on vacation. Whenever I was a kid or a teenager or young adult, going on vacation and going to those saunas, and I don't think I did it that much, but I think about like taking a book in there and just reading and just watching the sweat drip off you and knowing how good that is for you. So I bought a sauna blanket. I was like, I might join a gym that has a sauna. And I was like, kind of like doing what I'm doing right now. Well, what about one of those portable saunas, you know, that you sit in? And I'm like, well, apparently the sauna blanket is even better based on the research that I did. So I was like, all right, cool. Buy a sauna blanket. Boy, oh boy, after about 30, 45 minutes in that son of a gun, like, woo-wee. Oh, man, I've done it twice now. It's so good. And I know. You know, people buy exercise equipment, back massagers, you know, whatever it is you're trying to do to improve or not improve. They buy it and, like, it's just, you know, then they use it a couple times and they don't use it again, man. But once you start developing those good habits, you know, now I've, like, they just add on. They just pile on to one another. And it just grows and grows. And it's so much easier to develop another healthy habit because you've already got four or five of them that you're already doing. And you do have to make time to do them, of course, but, you know, that stuff doesn't just sit by the wayside and you don't do it anymore because you've developed all these other habits. That becomes easier to obtain as a habit, too. It's just about getting the damn ball rolling, you know. I don't know where you're at on that scale, you know, and it really doesn't matter because you just got to do it. You just got to start doing it, you know. Like I said, man, you develop one. It becomes easier and easier to develop more. And it seems like, you know, getting out of the gates, you know, starting something, especially if it's new and you've never done it before, it's gonna maybe be a challenge to you. But I challenge you to not look at it that way. Right up here, guys, again, right up there, don't look at it that way. Look at it as if it's easy and just tell yourself that it's easy. Hey, you observe, you recognize, I'm new to this, so I'm probably not going to be, I know I'm not going to be maybe great at it at first, but why even tell yourself that? Don't tell, you mean you might observe, have that thought, all right, right out the other side, cool, acknowledge, and move on, and we're like, nope, this is going to be easy, I'm going to be able to do this, I'm going to be great at this, even if you're really crappy at it, if, as long as you're doing it and you're giving your best, then you are great at it. You are great at it. And as long as you keep going, then you are great. Just keep going. Stay on that rowing machine, guys. Keep moving. Keep trucking. I'm going to give it a couple seconds here, and I'm going to think if there's anything else I want to add today. It's just all flowing, man. One more thing popped into my brain, totally off subject, in conversation with the other day about, you know, does Jesus cry? Does Jesus cry? For our Christian-based believers on here, does Jesus cry? And for our non, whoever, whatever, I'm just telling a story. Does Jesus cry? Like, well, he came to earth, saved us, you know, like, why did God send him here in the first place? Why did God choose to become man? You know, I think, this is my theory here, I don't have to turn on the air. Whew, 83, I'm popping here. I'm getting a sauna going in here. Fuck it. Let's just keep going with it. I'm gonna get hot. We're in a sauna in the car. It might be make a little harder to think, but we're gonna power through. It's layering, doing one thing and doing another thing at the same time. I say that's bad for you sometimes, you know, do too many things at once. And if you're trying to focus on five things, you might not be able to focus on the one thing, but I like layering. I do. I do it. It's moderation. Moderation is the key. So I'll throw a couple things on top of another thing and I'll do it. It's like, why did God come to earth in the first place? Well, probably because, like, he gave us, I don't like saying he, but, you know, Bible says we're created in his own image, so whatever. But God came here because we were messing up, yes, so he had to come here and do that and say, hey, I'm here, I'm going to save you. And, you know, gave us all these great parables to live by, and even if you're not a believer, there's just, man, if you read it, it's just like, it can help you. Maybe one day you'll be a believer, but it can definitely help you. Even if you're not, there's just so many great things in there that are great life lessons and great teaching moments that Jesus gave us, and it's so beautiful. Like, well, but yeah, so he came here because we were messing up and had to give us an example of that and give us an out, basically. It is, yeah, definitely an out. Say, hey, believe in this. You're going to go to heaven. I'm shooting through the cosmos, man. Shooting through the cosmos, wherever we're going to land next. But also, I think about it from a perspective of, if God gave us free will, then God doesn't know, because God can control everything. God made everything, lined it all up, you know. One thing leads to another thing with evolution in the stars and, like, science and God, like, a lot of people say they're, you know, it's totally two different things, but they're not, man. They're coming closer. They're going like this together. I believe that. They're coming together more and more each day. And it's like, if God gave us free will, well, then he had to come here to know what it would be like to be a man. I know that contradicts the, we are made in his own image. I get that. I understand that. It's like, came here because, you know, if you think about the birds or any animals, it's kind of like God, to me, it's like God controls them. It's a hive mind to me, like they're all one soul. Like, I don't know, you know, maybe birds have, you know, individual souls. I don't know, I'm just saying. But if that's the case, then he came here because he didn't know what it was like to be a man, because he gave us free will, so he didn't know what it was like. So he chose to come as a baby in a manger and live a human life. Yeah, he's still God at the same time, you know. Made all the other stuff. He's still that. Like, don't put God in a box. Don't put him in a box. Like, he made everything, man. There may be 500 million other planets where there's other Jesus or other ways we can't even fathom that he had to go save them. Like, that way. Who knows, man? But I don't put God in a box, so I think that's totally a possibility. He had to come here to see what it was like to be a man, even though he's a part of everything else, and even though he's in every single body, but I think he also had to came to leave the Holy Spirit with us, because before that, there was no Holy Spirit, and we had the free will, so we're running around like chickens with our head cut off, you know, trying to figure it out, going back to before there was even writing, you know, before some of this stuff and some of these great spiritual books got written down, before there was even that, like, we're trying to put hieroglyphics on the wall, like, what are we trying to explain here? Like, we're trying to explain, what is that? What is this ball up in the sky? What are these lights I see at night? You know, what's happening? I'm a human, and I still am like, what's happening? Like, whoa, I got things, like, it's a crazy, crazy deal we got going on here, am I right? Yeah. But it's so simple, too. It's so simple. When you boil everything down, it's so simple. You got to simplify it, man, to not go crazy. to stay in the right mind, to stay focused on realizing that you're in the world, but you're not of the world. But yeah, and then just get God, like God wanted to get the full effect of what it's like to be a man. And with it, before Jesus came, there was no Holy Spirit. So I'm like so grateful, so thankful that happened, that we have this Holy Spirit, and I feel that love inside of me, you know. And for people that don't believe, but yet still tap into these spiritual things, like, I don't know, to me it's like, not, you know, and you might not even realize that is the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you have to accept, I don't know, they say you have to, I think, accept Jesus before, I don't know, before you can obtain the Holy Spirit. I don't know, I don't believe in that. I don't put God in a box. I think the Holy Spirit's everywhere among us, angels, whatever you want to look at. I think there's so much more going on around us that we can't see and realize that it's crazy. Why do I say that? Because you look at, like, God putting medicine here and plants, putting shrooms and, you know, all this other crazy, crazy shit that's here that we can tap into those deeper parts of our brain to, like, realize, you know, oh, boy, I'm hallucinating. I'm seeing things now, you know, like, oh, okay, well, what's to say that doesn't happen naturally around us whenever we're just in our normal states and we just don't have access to it at those times, you know? And you could go on, you know, and explain, well, yeah, but this is doing that to your brain and that's why you're seeing it and that's what a hallucination is. I get all that. It's like that energy. It's just the energy, man. And you can call it a million different things. We boil it down, the Holy Spirit, energy. Energy. The good energy, the positive energy that we let flow, you know. And I'm a big believer in, like, the balancing act too, with the bad. Like, you know, why does that happen? Why is there bad? Is that part of God too? Like, yeah, kind of, because Satan came down, you know, the fallen angel came down, whatever. It's like the free will, like, to me, like, God giving us free wills, kind of like, you know, saying, yeah. It's like, how did that happen? You know, the angel fell down. Like, you know, like, I don't know how exactly that happened. These are people inspired by God, right, that wrote these things. And so, like, yeah, well, so what, but what exactly is that? What exactly does that mean? You know, not just from a, hey, you know, like, there's an angel falling down, fallen angel came to heaven, now there's bad in the world. Like, we're like, that came along with the free will, didn't it? Like, immediately, if there's free will, then there's, you know, there's going to be, like, the bad. I just think that somehow, it's just, whatever reason, there's both. For whatever reason, there's both. You know, and you could say, yeah, it's to realize, you know, whenever the bad happens, it's to realize that the good is there. And without good, you couldn't have bad. Without bad, you couldn't have good. You know, so yin-yang, all that type of stuff. But, yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting for sure. I don't even know where I started on that, but... Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm getting better about remembering things. You know, just playing games, mindful games like Wordle and... You know, I like word games, Wheel of Fortune. Games like that, you know, games that make you think. You know, backgammon, another great game, one of my all-time favorites. You know, games like that keep our brains active, you know. Got to get your brain, you know, on that rowing machine too. And your brain can be on the rowing machine when you're really on the rowing machine. It's such a beautiful thing, mind, body, spirit. Woo! But does Jesus cry? Well, it's like, I don't know. I don't think so. Like, not if he's returned to God, you know, because it was only, God was only in human form for a short period of time. It's the Trinity, you know, like they are, it goes back to being separate but whole. They are separate but whole. So if Jesus is up there, like, to me, he's returned to God, you know? Like, eventually, you know, you say one day you meet Jesus, like, what does that mean, you know? Is it, this is just big, bright light, and you see God, and then all of a sudden, out of the light, God, the universe, chooses to reveal Jesus, the human Jesus that came here in whatever spiritual form. Like, yeah, like, he was a man. Like, he's separate, yet he was whole. Like, he was a man. He was a man. But God left us the Holy Spirit, and I'm not saying, you know, like, we all are Jesus. Like, we can be that way, you know. I'm not saying we are all Jesus, but you get where I'm trying to go with that. If you have that principle of the Holy Spirit, the positive energy in you, then Yeah. Then it's like, cool, man. Well, what did you say, Jesus? What did you tell us to do? And these are the examples of what to do. And then you live that way. You know, you don't live according to the religion and getting caught up in all that. And definitely think that, you know, that, like, so it's like anything else, free will, you know, that comes into the religion. And there's this whole negative side of religion, and that draws people away from it, you know, or they just don't believe in it. And I get that. I understand that, you know, the best that I can, based on my perspective of trying to have an open mind about everything, and I get that. But for me, man, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. And like I said, you know, no day's a bad day, man. No day's a bad day. Even when I'm having bad days, I realize that now, because right now I feel really great and I'm having a great day. And even whenever it gets a little poopy. In those times, you know, I keep, all right, I'm just riding the waves, man. I'm just riding the waves. And like, whee! And it's all good. It's all good. Like, there's still joy, because that positive energy, the Holy Spirit, is in me. And that's there, and that's always there. And you can gain more and more access to these greater spiritual places if you just, try some of the things that I'm doing, sure, but I'm just a man. But God is love and God is in me, and I'm just talking. Take for it what you want. But number one, I appreciate you. I love you. And thank you for watching. Thank you. I hope I can encourage you to be more vulnerable, to be yourself, man. Be yourself, but grow every day. It's getting this hot. Am I starting to sweat yet? We're doing the little car sauna here. It's a high. It's on as high blast as it can go. Whew, getting hot. But yeah, I mean, you be yourself every day. And if you're wondering what I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at the water just fall on my window. It's beautiful. It's just weird for me to kind of look at the camera and stare at you and stare at myself, you know, and I can get taken outside myself even though I'm inside myself. So I just gaze, and man, I'm taking a step back, looking at things from a greater perspective. But yeah, you realize, yeah, you know, you're yourself, and there's, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we all have these negative things that we want to change, but just got to do it. You got to stop telling yourself that they're bad. Like, I didn't quit drinking or smoking or any of that stuff because I kept telling myself that it was a bad habit and that I needed to break it. That's not how I broke it. I was keeping stats, and I've talked about this before. I was keeping stats, and like, so for me, that didn't work. It didn't work. But whenever I just was like, okay, I know I don't want to be this way, whatever. I'm not going to be this way. I'm gonna do these other things instead. You know, and for a while, it was just like, okay. And I just kept doing those things. And, okay, this sucks. And then you see the consequences of it, and you're like, all right, well, this sucks even worse. Like, what am I doing? Why do I keep telling, you know? But it's just like, all right, well, I don't even acknowledge it. And you just do the opposite instead, you know? I'm just stopping, running in the wrong direction. Just like, all right, well, all right. Nah, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to turn around and run in the other direction. That's just about keeping it simple, stupid. The kiss method. It's about keeping it simple, not trying to make everything so difficult and trying to, in what you're trying to access out of those deeper parts that are in you. And I talk really, really deep, I feel like, sometimes. But It's just really simple. Just do it, man. I'm doing it. Not even saying just do it. I'm doing it. I'm in the middle of it. I'm doing it. And I can say that, and that's easy for me to say now because I am in the middle of it and I am doing it. But if you're not, again, just doing it. You are doing it. Every single thing that happens, you're doing it. You're doing it. Whew. All right. I'm done. It's hot. hot. I am starting to sweat a little bit now. Whew. All right. So no. No, I don't think Jesus Christ. But maybe he does. Maybe he does. Hot. Whew. Tripped on shrooms one time. That's what I kept saying. Hot. Guys, thanks. Appreciate it. I'm me. You're you. But we are each other. Love, inspire, unite. Love, inspire, unite. Love, inspire, unite. You are brave. You are strong. You are courageous. Woo! God bless.